Hi, this is Jeff Linwood, and this is the second episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he gets up at 3 a.m., Brian Lewis.
Yes, it's true. I get up at 3 a.m. I guess I'm just a morning person. Anyways, today I've got with me Jeff Linwood. He is the developer behind the PhoneGap plugin for Drupal. Not to be confused with the PhoneGap module on Drupal.org, Jeff has nothing to do with that. He has built a plugin for PhoneGap, rather, that integrates Drupal into PhoneGap. Let me tell you what, this is really exciting stuff. If you know HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, you can start building native iPhone and Android apps. We're talking native apps. You can sell these in the App Store using Drupal as your backend today. How does that sound? I think that's awesome. So, you know what, without any further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to Jeff Linwood. Today I have with me Jeff Linwood. Jeff is a software developer in Austin, Texas. He's presented talks on building mobile applications with Drupal at the 2011 Dallas Drupal Days and the 2011 Drupal Camp Austin, as well as consuming the Twitter streaming API with Ruby and MongoDB at the 2011 Lone Star Ruby Conference in Austin. His background is in Java development and architecture, and he has written several books for APress with David Minter on Java development, including Beginning Hibernate 3. Most recently, he's been doing more iPhone and iPad development projects, including his own iPhone app, Every Marathon. As a background for these projects, he's been using both Drupal and Ruby apps with REST and JSON architectures. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, so welcome, Jeff.
Hi there.
So, do you want to tell us where you're living and what you're doing right now?
Sure. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm a freelance developer that's focusing on mobile applications for Drupal sites.
Cool. How did you get started with Drupal to start with? Because I know that your background's not with Drupal. So, how did you get started in Drupal?
I actually started by creating my own Drupal site for a couple of projects that I was working on myself. One is Green Ninja Active City Guides, which is a set of travel guides for people who are looking to travel to cities for things like weddings or whatever and need a place to go run, go bike. It's really targeted towards triathletes, trail runners, people who really have to, you know, kind of get workouts in, but maybe they're in a new city and want to find a new place to run or bike. Mm. And when I looked at what platforms to put that on, Drupal was actually really interesting because a lot of the work was already done to support something like that. I didn't have to write it from scratch.
Okay. Is that the most recent project that you're working on the most?
Well, right now I'm actually working on a couple different apps for Drupal, some my own and then some for others. So right now I'm working on a combination iPhone and iPad app that pulls in a whole bunch of information from Drupal 6 sites and then aggregates them all together and then has a really neat tablet interface for browsing through the information.
Okay. Is it like a feed aggregator, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, actually, it's using services and views.
Okay.
From Drupal and also Solr. And so it's pretty neat because with Services 3, you really get sort of a standard REST-style API you can use to hit Drupal using JSON or whatever you want, and you can actually pull that information into something like a mobile app. And all the security and all the permissions are inherited from your Drupal site, so you don't have to configure a separate API. It's actually very slick.
Oh, cool. You mentioned permissions there. So does it have a login interface that uses the same database as a Drupal site?
Yeah, it does use the Drupal database. It's exactly the same usernames and passwords.
That sounds really cool, actually. I've been wanting and thinking about doing an iPhone or an iOS app for my site. I've got some videos up, tutorials on organic groups and the video module. But I was wondering, I had no idea how I was going to get that up there, but it sounds like that could be an option. Cause some of my videos are members only. So you've got to log in order to get to have access to them.
Yeah, that would actually work. It's actually, if you can get a view that basically has your information, then pretty much the Drupal site can read that, or I'm sorry, pretty much a mobile app can read that view and parse it, and then parse out the URLs to your video, to whatever it is, .mov or .mgp or .mp4 or whatever it is on your site.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course you need to build an iPhone app that actually presents that in some sort of way. But, the security is the same security as on your site. You don't have to have two different, usernames and passwords or anything like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that's built with, PhoneGap, right?
Well, actually in my case, I'm actually working more with, native apps these days.
Okay.
PhoneGap apps. But PhoneGap apps are really interesting because a lot of Drupal developers can certainly start with PhoneGap because you program PhoneGap with JavaScript. And that's a skill that a lot of Drupal developers already have.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't have to pick up a new language like Objective-C or Java.
Hmm.
Objective-C is the programming language for iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and Java is the programming language for Android.
So with a PhoneGap app, you can just write JavaScript and have it run on either the iPhone or Android?
Yes. What it is it basically you build an HTML5 mobile app,
mm-hmm.
and it should work in a mobile Safari browser for the most part. And then PhoneGap provides two different things, one of which is a wrapper so that you can take your mobile website and turn it into an actual app that sits on the home screen that you can sell in the app store. Mm-hmm. You can put, you can actually, it's an app, just like an app you would develop natively. The second part is that with the mobile web right now, and this is changing, you don't have access to the camera or some of the other interesting features like the accelerometer mm-hmm. through JavaScript. With PhoneGap, it actually provides a way that you can access the camera from JavaScript, HTML, and CSS, so you can actually upload pictures to something like Drupal all from JavaScript. But it needs to run inside that PhoneGap wrapper.
Excellent.
So they've really done a good job of making it future friendly. I think that probably future versions of mobile OSs will simply just have access to the camera as part of the standard JavaScript library.
Mm-hmm.
And your PhoneGap app should, either work directly or just, a simple kind of cut and paste to change some the name of the camera object, and it should work. So it's very much a future friendly type of app development.
Cool. So why would Drupal developers and site builders be interested in using this?
PhoneGap is a really easy way to get started building an app because you don't have to pick up a separate language. So you don't have to deal with, picking up another language that works completely different from web development, like Objective-C and the iPhone library. You can actually start working with something like jQuery Mobile, which is a mobile toolkit for HTML that basically provides a lot of CSS to basically, it gives you sort of a look and feel that's like a native app. It's a little bit different. It's not something you would completely mistake for a native iPhone app,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly has that mobile look and feel. And there's actually a couple Drupal modules that actually you can put jQuery Mobile on a Drupal site, and then using some of like mobile tools, you can recognize what kind of browser the user is using.
Mm-hmm.
Redirect them to a mobile version of your website if you want to go that way.
Right.
And then you could actually do something similar and wrap a PhoneGap app around that. So it's actually pretty interesting. A lot of the work is already done in terms of, getting jQuery Mobile onto Drupal or something like that. There's some interesting things you can do, though, with PhoneGap that aren't baked into something like jQuery Mobile, like uploading video or uploading photos.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just JavaScript. And so, again, it's a really good fit for a Drupal developer who knows some JavaScript and, is comfortable making changes with that language. You can actually use your existing add node forms to add pictures or video and upload them to a Drupal site.
Mm.
So it's JavaScript. And actually it triggers native functionality on the phone. It brings up the same, upload photo screen you'll see from other native apps. So it's actually a pretty neat technology.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to start playing with that as soon as I can.
Yeah, it's very much something that's sort of in flux. I mean, it's definitely something where like people are building stuff with it and it's getting better all the time.
Okay, so explain to me what you've built and how it integrates with Drupal to build native mobile apps.
So what I built was I built a plugin for Drupal for iOS. And basically the reason I built that is when I first started trying to build a little PhoneGap app with Drupal, I got a little bit frustrated because with PhoneGap, you have to write a lot of JavaScript to communicate with Drupal. Mm-hmm. With a PhoneGap app, all your code is written in JavaScript. To do something like posting a node up to Drupal is actually relatively complex because you have to make sure that you're authorized to log in to Drupal, to make sure that, hey, you have a valid session ID. And so I got a little bit frustrated with that. And a guy named Kyle Browning at WorkHabit wrote something called the Drupal IaaS SDK, which is up on GitHub. And that is an Objective-C library for iPhone apps that lets you communicate with Drupal. And so that's pretty clever. It's a layer of abstraction that goes in between an iPhone app and a Drupal site that lets your iPhone app work with things like views and nodes. And it handles the communication between your iPhone app and the Drupal server. And so what I did was I wrote a plugin for PhoneGap that let PhoneGap apps access that Drupal IaaS SDK using JavaScript. And so that plugin lets you use one or two lines of JavaScript to make a call to upload a node or to retrieve a view or something like that. And those calls return JSON that then your JavaScript can do something with.
Okay. So is PhoneGap the only way to build a mobile app with Drupal?
No, not at all. The Services 3 module for Drupal makes it really easy to build a mobile app. You don't have to use PhoneGap. You can actually make calls using REST, which is a representational state transfer, which is sort of an architectural principle for building server-side web applications. You can actually use standard REST calls to Drupal to retrieve things like nodes, views, taxonomies. And actually, you don't need to use PhoneGap. You can simply use something like the Drupal IaaS SDK that we discussed earlier, or you can make your own calls using your own networking library. So you don't have to use PhoneGap.
Okay. So is PhoneGap just a way to make that easier then? So you don't have to do all the other stuff yourself?
PhoneGap is really the way that you can use HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to serve your front-end development skills to build a mobile application.
Gotcha. Cool. So what modules do you need to install on Drupal 6 or Drupal 7 to make this work?
You need to start with Services 3. That's the most important module to install. I found myself using Views Resource because basically Services doesn't expose views. And so any kind of contrib module, you'll need to provide a Services resource for it to be exposed as an API. A lot of those already exist, like a Solr resource for Drupal 6 or the Views resource. But that's something you'll need to find if you have something like organic groups, for instance.
Okay. So how would I go about getting started with this? And do I need a Mac to make the iPhone apps?
To make iPhone apps, you will unfortunately need a Mac, and you also need a developer account from Apple. You'll need Xcode 4, which is the IDE you use for iPhone and iOS and iPad development. And basically to get started, it helps to know a little bit about PhoneGap, and they actually have a really good getting started guide on their website, PhoneGap.com.
Okay.
And so I suggest that you start, by building a basic PhoneGap app and then adding the Drupal part after you already kind of get everything running.
Okay. I'll make sure to link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, it's PhoneGap.com.
Cool. So, all right, so let's move on to how I would get started building something in PhoneGap.
Okay, so basically what you need to do is, get your Xcode 4 set up, according to Apple. Or if you're going to build an app for Android, you'll need to get Eclipse set up with the Android SDK. And in either case, then you need to go to PhoneGap and follow their directions, which are actually really clear. They show sort of a screen by screen of how to install everything, get everything set up, because they're targeting new mobile developers. Mm-hmm. They're not targeting experienced mobile developers with PhoneGap. And so they show kind of step-by-step what you need to do to get PhoneGap installed. And then what's really clever is that basically they provide a starting app for iOS, for iPhone and iPad. Mm-hmm. And you can actually go into your Xcode IDE and do file new project.
Yep.
And create a new PhoneGap-based application, name it something, and then you can actually run that right away. So that's the easiest way to get started.
Cool. Okay, so we're actually going to go ahead and do a screen recording of you building a PhoneGap app for us so that we can see how it works and actually watch you do it live in real time. But before we do that, let's go ahead and wrap up this podcast, and I'll make sure to link to that video in the show notes so people can watch it. So there's a couple of questions that I'm going to ask every guest that I have on the show. And the first is, what are you most excited about that's up and coming that you're not personally involved with?
A project that actually caught my eye has nothing to do with mobile development was the Twitter Bootstrap. Hmm. Twitter released a really cool starter kit for front-end development. Basically, their developers had a problem where they would be asked to build these internal tools, and they would just go off and build them using whatever kind of CSS or HTML or whatever they could scrape together. So they went ahead and internalized that so that all of Twitter's internal tools kind of look the same. Basically, mm-hmm. they all kind of look like Twitter. And right. they released that out to the public. And okay. if you find that, it's actually a really interesting way to get started having a pretty good website, with good typography, a good grid layout, nice buttons, without having to do a lot of work up front. It has some issues that keep it from... It doesn't have a compatible license with the GPL v2. Mm. And so you can't have a theme hosted on Drupal.org that uses it. Mm-hmm. But I believe there's been a lot of work to, release a Drupal theme that uses Twitter Bootstrap but isn't hosted on Drupal.org.
Mm. Okay, cool. And where can people find out more about you and your projects?
Probably the best place to look is my website, www.jefflinwood.com.
So you're going to be speaking at DrupalCon Denver 2012. What's your talk going to be about?
I'm going to be co-presenting a talk on Drupal and PhoneGap. It's going to be an introduction to PhoneGap for Drupal developers who are excited to make mobile apps but don't exactly know how to do it just yet. And we're going to discuss a couple of the different approaches you can take to building a mobile app with PhoneGap. And we're also going to just show you off some of the cool stuff you can do, like photos and video, from a mobile app with Drupal.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you in just a minute when we start recording our screencast.
Thank you for having me on Modules Unraveled. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
You too. All right, that was Jeff Linwood, and let me tell you, he is a great guy. I really enjoyed talking with him. Everything that was cut out of the show was us laughing and having a good time. He did make it very clear that he is available to help anyone who's trying to get a mobile app up for their site. So if that's you, make sure you get a hold of him, either at his website, jefflinwood.com, or he also said he'd be checking the comments of this podcast, so head on over to modulesunraveled.com/podcast/episode2. And he will be commenting in the comments there. If you have questions for him, you can ask there as well. So thanks again for listening. This wraps up the second episode, and we'll have a new one next week. See you then.